A man was able to buy a house after eating every meal at Six Flags Amusement Park for years. Buzzards have overtaken a town with their acid vomit and toxic feces, and a hiker was lost for well over a day and ignored rescuers' calls because didn't recognize the number. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm going to try to make it funny. Let's see, guys. Let's see. A man eats all his meals at Six Flags for years and is able to pay off his student loans. Who would have thought paying for a season pass at the Six Flags amusement park could save you thousands of dollars? Well, one California man found a life hack that took a lot of commitment, but there was a lot of benefits to be reaped. After eating nearly all his meals at Six Flags for about 7 years, 7 years of eating at an amusement park, how do you do that unless you work there? Okay, or work right next to it. Or maybe he doesn't work. I don't know. What's going on here? He's a 33-year-old electrical engineer named Dylan. He claims eating all these meals at Six Flags allowed him to pay off his student loans, get married, and even buy a house. I'm most impressed with the get married part. I don't know how you find any woman to love you for the end of time if you eat all your meals at an amusement park. Hey, I'd like to take you out to dinner, honey. Out of Six Flags. Again! I assume he met her at the park. Maybe she runs one of the coasters, clearly. I'm serious. I'm very impressed with this man, Dylan. Okay, let's get down to the numbers. I want to know how he saved all this money. Apparently, it costs $150 a year to do this, Dylan claims. Because for $150, you get an unlimited year-round pass to Six Flags, which includes parking and two meals a day as well. I didn't know they gave you meals as well. This is a very good deal, by the way. There's a Six Flags sort of near me. I would get this deal. The two meals, it's very unlike most amusement parks when you get their annual pass to give you any free food at all. Yeah, parking. Okay, got it. Two free meals a day? That's outstanding. No wonder why. $150 a year. Okay, this makes sense now. Now, Dylan told the media, if you time it right, man, you could eat both lunch and dinner there every day. If you time it right. Yeah, I guess you could. Let's get some more history of this Dylan. He started his journey in 2014. On the first day of his internship, he noticed the roller coasters of Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia from the windows of his new office. Oh, that's the one that's near me. Valencia, California. Now, it didn't hurt that Dylan also had a love for roller coasters, but he noticed the added bonus of eating his meals at the park when deciding on which annual pass to get. Considering his office was just a 5-minute drive away from the theme park, getting the pass that included the food was a no-brainer. Here's a quote from Dylan. That entire first year, man, I don't think I ever went to the grocery store. I timed it so I was able to get there during my lunch break, go back to work, then stop by for dinner on my way home, hey! But let's be real, Six Flags' carnival-inspired fare didn't make it easy for Dylan. Well, you know, the first year, man, the Six Flags menu was kind of lame. All you could get was a burger and fries or a pizza and breadsticks. Oh, man, they had a sandwich there. It was very pathetic. They also had refillable sodas, which I like. Now, of course, it wasn't healthy at all, and that was pretty rough. Yeah. For $150 a year, Dylan, you get diabetes. So as time went on, Dylan slowed down the frequency of how often he was getting his meals at the park. Well, you know, then my wife moved in and I stopped doing the dinners there and the weekends as well, since she's not as big into roller coasters as I am. She's probably not into also living off breadsticks and Mountain Dew, Dylan. At the same time, the menu at Six Flags began to expand and got healthier, even featured a few vegan options. Dylan says at one point, the annual pass began to include a snack along with the two meals. Dylan says that's when it got a little dangerous. Separate from the meal, you could get some Dippin' Dots, some free churros, pretzels, some sundaes, and that all that type of stuff. And so, of course, I started adding a little weight. How does this guy get a woman? I can't. It's Unbelievable. I get crafty. I can't get a date. This guy is mowing on churros every day at Six Flags, and somehow, woman lives with him, marries him. Dylan says now he still eats at the park, but he likes to get into those healthier options, such as the carne asada salad. This is unbelievable. He says he's never kept an official tally on how many meals he's eaten at Six Flags, but he guesses it's well beyond $2,000, making his overall price per meal at 50 cents. This is how he could buy a house, pay off his student loans. How did he get a woman? Still a mystery. Buzzards have come to stay, and they've brought an entire year of toxic feces and acid vomit to a small town. This poor town in North Carolina called Bunn, B-U-N-N. The residents of Bunn. Bunn, I like it. They've spoken of their dismay. They've spent more than a year besieged by scores of buzzards. Yeah, I covered this story a long time ago. There was a high school in Bunn that was trying to get rid of the birds by blasting a cannon. It didn't work. The birds are still there a year later, this time spewing vomit and toxic feces. They arrived in late 2020. They've staked out their territory in this very small 344-person town. They stand 2 feet tall. They wear brown feathers. They wear the feathers. That's right. They put them on in the morning when they get up. They are described as graceful in flight, yet awkward on the ground. You know how these buzzards behave. They sure as hell can dance, though. They love to do the Humpty dance, most important. The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump. Come on, sexy buzzards, do the Humpty hump. Come on and do the Humpty hump. All buzzards, do the Humpty hump. Hey, do the Humpty hump. All right. The buzzards have resisted all attempts at dispersal. They're dancing on the rooftops. Over the past year, a high school and a cell tower have become the birds' regular haunts. Okay, but what about this toxic vomit and feces? Let's get to that part. One local resident named Allie's super pissed off. She says, you know, this weekend they were up there swarming all over my roof. You know, right there. They just love it there. I get about 50, 60 of these buzzards on my roof and on my property. Yeah, they destroyed my damn chimney. Do you know what it takes to fix a chimney? It's expensive. There's not all sorts of chimney fixing services. You know, this is kind of a disappearing job as well. So when you hire a chimney repair person, you got to spend out your ass for it. Also, these buzzards make my dogs go insane. It's unbelievable. Don't they make you go insane, Gerald and Timmy? It sure do. Don't worry, guys. I'll protect you from the toxic vomit. These buzzards, I'll tell you right now, they scatter droppings like liquid business cards. Unbelievable. Why do I have a Boston accent? I'm in Bunn, South Carolina. That's because I did your impression. In American English, buzzard is often used as a catch term for all vultures. These birds that are in Bunn are turkey vultures and black vultures. It's a combo platter. Both of them, unfortunately, protected species. So you can't just get out there and shoot them down, because that's my first idea, right? Just get out there and shoot them down. Just get out there. Allie, protect your rooftop. But no, you cannot do that. Here's a quote from the local police chief. He's not pleased. Yeah, I go by and I blow my horn at them. That's what I do. That was my approach. It worked for a while, but then, you know, they came back. Efforts to disperse the buzzards have been complicated by the birds' tendency to vomit when roused. Oh, now we're in the vomit part. Okay, let's find out what's with this vomit and toxic feces. It's acid vomit, by the way, but did you guys know that all vomit is acidic because it's the acids from your stomach? So it's all. Anyways, that's what I know about stomach acid. Why do I know so much about stomach acid? Because I have had acid reflux. I've studied this shit. So vomiting allows these buzzards to take flight much faster, according to Kathy, a local naturalist. Some people report this vomiting as intentional, projectile vomiting at approaching people or other creatures, but it actually is a means of escape for the vultures. The distraction and lessened stomach weight allows them to get away quickly. Wow. All right. They're just puking everywhere. In addition to destroying Allie's chimney, the buzzards have reportedly damaged the roof of a Chinese restaurant, called Famous Number One Food. How is it possible that this restaurant is called Famous Number One Food? They only have six tables. I don't know. This is how Chinese restaurants name their places. They take two superlatives and a word for food and they smash them together. They're like, super fun grub. All right. More generally, these buzzards have proved to be an eerie presence over all Bun residents. A further nuisance is the toxicity of the buzzard's feces. Oh boy, we got some toxic feces. Here's a quote from that naturalist. Because of the quality and quantity of food their digestive systems handle, strong stomach acids are very necessary, and that makes their expulsions very acidic. It can strip the paint from a car and anything else covered in paint in no time, even your damn house. Oh, these poor people in Bun. A year of buzzards. Well, you know, guys, you can move out. It's something you can do. Come to L.A. Get a tent. You can just pick a spot on the sidewalk. Everybody else is doing it. A hiker lost for 24 hours ignored rescuers' calls because the hiker didn't recognize the number. A Colorado hiker who had wandered off the trail and got lost repeatedly ignored phone calls from rescuers and rescue teams because the phone number was unrecognizable. You're pretty dumb. It doesn't say whether this hiker is a man or a woman, nor do they give the name. It says this person started hiking Mount Elbert. You guys know Mount Elbert? Oh, it's a beautiful hike. I recommended it in the early morning in the fall. I know nothing about Mount Elbert. I'm just lying. So this occurred at 9 a.m. The hiker did not return by evening. So five rescue members searched for the hiker until the early morning of the following day, unsuccessfully. The missing hiker finally showed up at their place of lodging the following day. The search was called off. Okay. The hiker told the rescue officials they had wandered off the trail around nightfall, couldn't find their way, spent the night searching for the trail. Once located, bounced around onto different trails, trying to locate the proper trailhead, all while not recognizing that the rescue team was out looking for them. The rescue team says the subject, quote, ignored repeated phone calls because they simply didn't recognize the number. The rescue team has now left other hikers with some advice. All right, if you're overdue, according to your itinerary, and you start getting repeated phone calls from an unknown number, just answer the damn phone. This is a rescue team trying to get your ass. So answer a phone, all right? What do you think this is? That's the end of the story. It is pretty funny that someone did not pick. I'm in an emergency situation. Who could be calling me? Oh, it's that company that keeps calling me to tell me my car warranty has expired. Or it could be people trying to save your life. It could be that. Oh, what's up, y'all? You made it to the outro. You get a cookie. I wish I could give you a cookie. I'd give you a cookie. A very special cookie that would make your mind open up. You know the kind. I would give you one of those cookies to activate your third eye, is what I'm trying to say. Third eye chocolate chip cookies, they're called. Oh my God. A little pumpkin spice added because it's that time of year. Everything's pumpkin, right? That'll be over pretty soon, like a month from now. Then you won't have to look at all the pumpkin crap. Meanwhile, I enjoy pumpkin pie. I don't know about you. It's kind of like one of my favorite pies. All right, Jonesy, get down to the brass tacks. Okay, sorry, geez. All business with you, is it? Okay, fine. If you'd like to call the show, the number is 646-450-2012. Please, I haven't heard from Michael in Iowa City. Michael, please call. Let me know you're okay. I miss hearing from you, buddy. And also, if you'd like to send me articles, you know I love that. You can send them to my email, funnyjones@gmail.com. Cha-ching! That's how you do it. And then follow me on the Instagram, @funnyjones. That's a way to keep up with what's going on. Maybe you want to see a photo of my Halloween costume this weekend. So just go on there. I haven't bought it yet, but I got invited to a Halloween gathering. And I was told I have to wear something. So we'll have to figure this out. I haven't been invited to a Halloween party in a few years. So this will be huge for me. Yeah, I don't know. When you get my age, you just don't get invited to all these Halloween parties anymore. It just doesn't happen as much. Anyways, looking forward to that. Got a show that night as well. I'm talking the 30th, not the 31st. Anyways, let me know what you guys got going on for Halloween. And I'd love to see photos of you in your costumes as well. So just as we lead up towards Halloween, if you happen to, I don't know, maybe you're going to put it on and do something else leading up to that. Just say, yeah, I'd love to see a photo set. Just email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. So the weirder, the better. Oh, anybody got like a crazy, weird costume of some sort? I love that stuff. Something extravagant, you know, you spent a lot of time making it in your kitchen. All right, you got the info. I love you very much. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?